Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
Otis for you. Welcome back to the show. Can't believe we're at the end of a show. It goes really quick. You'd be so shocked. 888-673-1450 is the call-in number. I've got Uncle Milty here. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. We're live. You can call up and be part of the conversation. It's one of the last radio shows you can actually, on the dial, you can call up and honestly let everybody know how you're feeling about the issues that we bring up on the show. 888-673-1450. And happy to do that. I'll talk about Iran tomorrow. I was going to talk about Iran today, but I needed a little bit more time and want to concentrate on what Japan is saying about it and why we're ramping that up. Although I just did read something about Trump wanting to possibly de-escalate. So we'll talk about it tomorrow. And honestly, anytime I see an attack on a ship, and it just conveniently is the country that we'd like to go to war with, you have to ask yourself, I'm sorry, is this a false flag? Because I'm not quite sure how else to say it. Anyway, I'll go into more depth on that tomorrow and take your calls on that tomorrow in the last hour after Susan and I chat in the last hour. You can call up in this segment. We'll take your calls on what we've been talking about. 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. There was a really big disturbing piece. There was one piece in the New American that was all about our sex ed in schools now. Completely out of control.
Mm-hmm.
So out of control that parents, even in California, very liberal parents, were actually walking out of the classroom back in May. Over sex ed and what it has become. And now they're saying, look, they're linking this to pedophilia is not difficult anymore. The consent techniques that the comprehensive sex education is giving to children is so alarming that if I were you and I had small kids, I would be starting to homeschool just about now. If you haven't figured out how to do that, there are lots of things online that you can use and tools and that help you. You don't have to take all that on yourself. Dr. Pesta has a wonderful school, Freedom Project Academy. Look it up. It's accredited, and they're able to get online with other students and real teachers that teach true curriculum, real history. Hmm. We have a huge problem, and people are not sounding the alarm bell on sex ed like they should.
Well, in California, you know, the sex ed curriculum mm-hmm. is so bad. 1 in 4 students age 12 through 17 now identifies as gender nonconforming.
What does that mean?
Means if they're a boy, they're not sure they're a boy. If they're a girl, they're not sure they're a girl. They don't know whether they're homosexual.
Wow, the media has done a really good job in saying you don't have an identity and it's fluid and you got to go find
uh-huh.
one.
And because of this, that's how mm-hmm. come it becomes easy to lead them into perversions.
Right.
Pedophilia. We're going to help you find out if you're a boy or a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. So we're seeing a trend on social media, all kinds of media, actually about teaching children to consent in order to protect themselves from sexual abuse. So in 2014, the Yes Means Yes positive consent law was passed in California and reads as follows. The affirmative consent standard and the determination of whether consent was given by both parties in sexual activity, you know, asking, having this conversation, I guess.
Yeah, sure. That's
anyway.
Always
yeah,
the way it's always
yeah,
me.
Yeah. Can I get a yes on that? Can you write that down? Okay. So it requires schools who provide health education courses to teach positive consent. So in 2015, AB 329 was passed, requiring the teaching of comprehensive sex education and HIV prevention to 7th through 12th graders. But it is permissible to teach at younger grades, too, and they are. So since January of 2016, California school districts are required to choose a CSE curriculum. The state has approved six of them, which include teaching consent and informing students 12 and over of their sexual and reproductive rights, as well as their confidentiality rights, as given by two other laws that they passed. So within the CA health framework for public and charter schools, and the reason I'm telling you this is because coming to your state in a very short period of time is this, usually starts out on the coast and goes inward. They've been modified, and the Department of Education took the liberty of extending CSE consent and the use of gender-neutral pronouns from kindergarten and pre-kindergarten to the 12th grade. We're talking about major changes that have happened, that even in 1983, two members of the Pedophilia Information Exchange, could you imagine being part of that glorious group, the PIE, a group advocating for the rights of adults to have sex with children. Yes, the right to have a crime, to commit a crime against a child. Wouldn't that be a great group to hang out with? Bottom feeders, all of them, were interviewed and both argued children's rights to sexual freedom. So basically what this comprehensive sex ed does is teach your kid that they have a right to their own sexual freedom, which can include anything, even confusing when an adult they like, you know, the neighbor, the uncle, the brother, whatever, the stepfather, whoever it is, father, want to do something that you actually are empowered, little 9-year-old. You're empowered with your sexual freedom.
Yep. Yep.
So that's what we're getting at. And so it's really actually kind of giving them this consent to engage because now they've been empowered.
And they won't be able to find out who they are unless mm-hmm. they do engage.
Yeah.
That's the only way you're going to know.
Right. And so the reason I'm telling you this is this isn't just California. And we have a huge problem. Nothing has been done about our Department of Education, and it's a nightmare. And it is really disturbing that nothing's been done. Trump's pick, when he picked her, I don't know that he even realized that she would be consenting to a lot of this. I surely by now he's figured it out. So why she hasn't been removed, I don't know. But she was going to come in and save the day, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's enforced a lot of this junk and really criminal activity. Because when you're teaching these very vulnerable kids these things, we're in trouble if this is what they're learning in school. And there's a lot of things they're learning in school that are pretty horrific. But this on top of it, I just don't know why people aren't ripping their kids out in homeschooling now. I don't get it. This is just... If I had little kids, I'd do it so differently. And I really wish I would have known that I could have done that and it would have been good.
Oh, yeah.
It really would have been good for my kids. I wish I would have clued in and known that at the time, but I didn't. And I was like everyone else. I just thought my kids had to go to public school. And no, absolutely not. I've learned so much in the last decade. I would have done things different. So just so you know where we're at with this and where the pedophilia communities, can you imagine being part of a community that's for pedophiles?
No.
Does that just make your toes curl? I don't know. I'm so baffled by that. We've got to protect these little kids from this garbage. So on the heels of that, there is a good piece in the New American that talks about this, that you can get a little bit more information on because of the new sex ed regime. And it is actually worse than you could ever imagine. So I give credit to Alex Newman, who wrote this piece, who's been on the show. And it really does dial down some horrific facts about what they're learning. So what you think they're learning, they're not always going to come home with the flyer.
Right.
Look, mommy, this is what they're teaching me today. The boards of education are approving this health education framework. And so it's taught kindergarten through 12th. So just so you all know, well aware. 888-673-1450. Yeah. Teaching sex, masturbation, fisting, blood play,
masochism.
I got, all kinds of stuff that you would just, I don't think you ever truly consented to or think that you know that that's being taught.
Well, how do they Mm-hmm. How do they even get this stuff in there? I mean, it's such a...
piece by piece.
A tiny, 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 uh-huh. tiny number of people that participate in those perversions.
In the warped.
And yet they teach it as if, oh, everybody does this.
This is just... yeah, this is just so normal. I know. I know. That's what's so disturbing. You're right. That's what's disturbing about it. But when you have the groups that come in that advocate for this, the minority, tiny, tiny little groups that are the, you know, like this PI organization, how many people do they actually have in a let's go commit a crime against a child, can't wait to do that today group? You're not going to have that many people that are that warped, right? I mean, the creepy of the creepies, bottom feeders of America. That when you take those groups in and they're the ones teaching the courses to these little kids, when you have people that represent these groups, you're going to think that everyone's doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sick to my stomach. I need some happy news. I do. I need some happy news.
I'll try to find some.
This is just, it's getting bad out there. And we've got to make sure our homes are a little heavens on earth. I'm serious. Our home is the only place you actually have control. You're still listened to, but you have control, at least there. And we could have gone into a lot that today, just for kicks and giggles, though, because I know this is going to sound bad, but this is what they're saying. Climate change's newest alarm bell. Flesh-eating bacteria. I can't make this up.
Yep.
The five people that were in the hospital for flesh-eating bacteria, they have made the link, the scientists that have been paid off, they've actually made the link that this is due to climate change. I totally believe them.
Flesh-eating bacteria and climate change.
Yes.
Where did the five people get that?
I don't know. Climate change. Everything is climate change. They're really pushing this. Really pushing it out in the headlines. If you have been a victim of flesh-eating bacteria, not sure that you have because the odds of having this are so extremely low, but if you do, well, you now have somebody to blame, and that would be, again, climate change. I don't know that they're not scraping the bottom of the barrel here. I can't wait to see what they come up with next on what's causing climate change. But they certainly are inventive. I'll give them that. They've come up with all kinds of new fantastical ways in which we are affected by the so-called human-caused climate change. You gotta love it. I got nothing on that one. Jeez Louise. On privacy, I think hopefully we'll be able to hit this tomorrow, the medical IDs. This is from Ron Paul, and it's in a great piece on lourockwell.com, Enemy of Privacy, Liberty, and Health. I know that you're probably well aware that your information's being passed around like crazy, and that all agencies, this is why when you go to pay, let's say, health insurance, and it gives you all the stats from your last visit, your blood pressure, your everything. Everything is digital now, and everything is going to be passed around. And you've pretty much consented to third parties taking the info, too. But how this is going to be the... It's one of the biggest catalysts because everybody will have something in their health. At some point, you enter into the system. I don't know that you're going to have much of a choice, but you ought to know what's being passed around, mm-hmm. quite frankly. And Ron Paul did a really good piece on that. He's been on the show, five times? What a great guest he is. I really like when he dials down into the issues and what he has to say about what's going on in Iran, too, needs to be listened to because we are again entering into this another false flag. And I know there's people out there who go, yeah, but it's Iran. Yeah, it's Iran. We said that every last time that something like this was going on with another country. And so I hope by now we're learning that big lesson. I'm not sure that we are as a whole. I know all of you are pretty adept in understanding this, but I think that as a whole, we have a really hard time separating the present from what we already know and have seen in the past. So I don't know why. Why is that, Uncle Milty?
I'm not sure.
Uncle Milty's words of wisdom. We need some words of wisdom.
I got some words of wisdom.
Do you?
Yeah. You know who used really? To say it all the time?
What's that? What's that?
Dallas, you say.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, we had a guest that was quite liberal. Yeah, it's true.
But he used to say, think globally, act locally, or something like that.
Oh, some liberal. nonsense, though. I mean, think globally.
But act locally.
But act locally. I think you don't even think globally. I think you think.
Just think. Try just thinking first. And then, but act locally. Yeah. I think we really need to get more involved locally.
Yeah.
And solve these problems from the ground up instead of from the ceiling down.
Yeah. Don't be so, I think, not to be so worried about the presidency, but as much about who you have in Congress and who's at your state helm, who's your governor, who's your local entities that are passing regulations that are just insane against you. Mm-hmm. That's what needs to be worried about, too. Really appreciate today's show. And, of course, Uncle Milty, thank you. Mm-hmm. Be faithful, be fearless. See you back here tomorrow. We have a lot on the hopper with Melissa and Susan coming on. And everybody have a great one. Go to the podcast, katedallyradio.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it. And I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CANYON.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4 Leeds.